Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, can anything prepare a team for the playoffs quite like the last couple of weekends have for you guys?
I think, Schulze, if we're going to be prepared for the playoffs, these last 2 weekends, it was playoff hockey. We played, obviously, the 1 and 2 seeds in the league, and there was a lot of hard ice.
Is intensity the biggest difference between what your guys are used to in juniors, best 4 out of 7, compared to a 2 out of 3?
Yeah, again, I can't sit there and speak too much for the 4 out of 7. That's probably a better question for the players, but there's no question there. You have more. There's more margin of error in a 4 out of 7, put it that way. I mean, there's just less margin of error in the 2 out of 3s, especially when you get after the 2 out of 3s, you go to the 1-game shot. So I guess you sit there and say at our level right now, every play matters. It really legitimately does matter because, again, you could be bounced in a quick hurry. And in a 4 out of 7, you have a little wiggle room.
Big Ten and also Hockey East have gone to single game throughout their playoffs. What are the pros and cons, and why has the CCHA decided this is best for us?
I think there's a couple different ways of looking at it. They're probably looking at it in the Big Ten, and I make sense. They're putting more emphasis on the regular season, which is fine. And I think what they're saying, too, they already got three teams for sure in the NCAA tournament. Maybe they could put a fourth in there. It's a lot easier to win on the road in single games versus 2 out of 3s. Hockey East, they're doing it more, probably, more importantly, maybe the same way, obviously, putting more teams. But they also have a geographic footprint where travel's not a big deal. So I don't know if it's two different food for thoughts, but, there's no question. There's a chance of having more teams in the NCAA tournament by doing what the Big Ten does.
Goal differential is usually a pretty telling indication as to what standings are going to play out. Weren't too many darn surprises this year in that regard, was there?
Never is. Goals for, goals against, it's amazing. When you take a look at that statistic right there, I'm not going to say it mirrors your 1 through 8, but it's pretty darn close. That's just the way it is right there. It's a pretty good statistic.
Augie was second in goals for, tops in goals against, but of their 101 goals, 13 were empty netters. 13 seems insanely high to me. Conversely, they haven't given up an empty net goal this year. Which stat is more alarming, more surprising, more of a telling tale? 13 empty netters or 0 allowed?
13. That's amazing. It blows me away right there. It just tells me, again, they got good team speed. They defend hard. And when they have a chance of, getting a puck out or getting a puck in, they do it. They're winning the law of averages game, that's for sure.
They've also only given up 11 power play goals this year, which seems to me like a really, really, really low number too. Where do you need to take advantage of what their penalty kill offers you?
Well, it's just, again, a lot of it, they're good structurally, no question, but Kotai is just dialed in. What's he sitting at, 942 or something like that? He's been a heck of a penalty killer. The thing that they do well, they play connected, and their penalty kill, they're aggressive. They've got good stick detail. They've got good legs. They get to pucks. But most importantly, they got that backstop, too. When there is a breakdown, he's been really good as far as saving the day.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Tom, Augie's got 5 players between 20 and 30 points, but none over 30. You've got 3 guys between 28 and 33, but none over 20. How does depth of scoring matter this time of year?
It always matters. I don't care if it's this time of year, middle of the year, end of the year, beginning of the year. Depth, that's huge. If you can rely on more than one line, it gives you a nice shot in the arm, because there's going to be nights where your top guys are going to be stale. And if they're stale that particular night, you want somebody else to pick up the slack, and they've had that.
Oliver Peer, your leading scorer, he really hasn't had a sustained stretch where he hasn't really been a factor offensively. 19-14 for 33 is a pretty darn good year, isn't it?
It is, and you're right. He's been pretty consistent over the course of all 34 games. He missed 2 games, but over his 32 games, he's been really consistent.
The eye test to me says that Hudson Thornton's minutes maybe have come down a little bit as of late. That might not be the case, but my eyes are telling me that. How much of that, though, is the fact that Max and Vig right now is a plus 14, and you can lean on a guy like a plus 14 guy?
I agree with you, Schulze, and that's part of it. You can, when other guys are emerging, your top guys, you can minimize their minutes a little more. And And that happens just with, you know, how other players just evolve throughout the season.
Plus 14 for a freshman is pretty darn good, isn't it?
For sure. It is. It's good for anybody.
Same, you know, in all of the other series. Just kind of what stands out to you as far as matchups, be it as a storyline, be it what's good for one team versus maybe what's good for the other team. What comes to your mind, Ferris at Mankato this weekend?
Well, Ferris has been a hot team in February. That's the one thing. I mean, how are they playing as of late? And Ferris has been a pain in the butt in the month of February. And, you know, they're feeling it. Things are evolving. They're happening. They're confident. This is not going to be this is not a layup for Mankato, that's for sure. And for sure, when I say layup, that game could go three games is all I'm saying. That could go three games.
Lake State at St. Thomas.
Lake State's had a little tougher February. But they've got puzzle pieces. They've got puzzle pieces, and again, it is playoffs. Game Friday, the game on Friday to me is a big game for Lake Superior.
BG at Tech, and oh, let's add for the second weekend in a row.
It's going to be it's going to be an unbelievable battle. And you're spot on. When we played Minnesota, I'm just trying to think back, and that was 2011-12. We played those guys four games straight, and it was. And again, they were quite a bit better than us. So it's not like the Tech Bowling Green where you got a 4-5 matchup. They were quite a bit better than us. And if my memory serves me right, they tied it on us to go into overtime, and they beat us. And I think the other game was a 1-goal game in Mariucci. And, hey, it's tough enough in the first round. There's enough anxiety. There's enough things going on. But I think it really helped us because they didn't get a power play goal that weekend. And I still remember that power play. Nate Schmidt up top. Eric Hall on the back, on the half wall, goal line was Kyle Rau. Budish was the bumper, and Bukestead was on his offside right there as the shooter. And we had a whole week to prepare for that, and they didn't get a goal against us in that playoff, and that really helped.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you,
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.